Houston, Endeavor.
Go ahead, Endeavor.
Okay, Carl, I can give you at least a partial answer on that question. The coloration that seems to be continuous from Littrow all the way around through Sulpicius Gallus is the middle color. It's slightly darker than the rest of the Mare Basin itself, and not quite as dark as some isolated or localized areas within the Littrow area. Now, those localized areas in the Littrow area were the areas in which I saw what appeared to be some rather prominent, distinctive cinder cones with their own respective dark halo. And it seemed to be the same darkness as the rest of the material in local areas within the Littrow area. In other words, there are three variations of color. There are three tones of color in the Littrow area. The darker tones are associated with the lowland areas, like the valleys and like down on just at the edge of the Mare surface. Then there's a lighter tone, which seems to be associated all the way around the ring or the rim of Serenitatis from Littrow all the way around through Sulpicius Gallus. And I don't see any other colors around Sulpicius Gallus except that one. And they seem to encompass the area between the first wrinkle ridge and the contact between the Mare Basin and the front there, sort of like between the arcuate rills and the first set of wrinkle ridges in the Serenitatis Basin. And then I'm looking at right now. Sorry, I interrupted myself there. But looking right now at Bethel, and Bethel has some very distinct layering. In fact, Bethel looks like some craters, some volcanic type craters we've seen on Earth, where you get alternate lava flows and sedimentary kind of rocks, and the lava flows stick out in the edge of the wall. In Bethel, about a third of the way down, there's a very distinct ledge that can be seen all the way around Bethel. The rest of the crater wall appears fairly smooth, but about a third of the way down is a ledge.
Roger,
and it looks like it's caused by a harder material.
Roger, you're coming through loud and clear. Do any of the other craters around that area, around Bethel, show the same sort of interior ledge like that?
Well, unfortunately, Bethel is the only one of that magnitude around that particular area. And I don't see any other craters that appear to go down below, whose depth appears to go down below the depth of the rim in Bethel.
All right. The only two I see possible here are Bethel E and Sulpicius Gallus, and I guess they might not go that deep even so. Hey, Al, have you ever looked at Autolycus and Aristillus with the thought in mind of determining which overlaps the other, which is the younger?
No, I haven't yet, Carl. Maybe this is a good time to do it.